Glen Ralston Wildcats going to be taking on St. Edmund in week 8 of the high school football season. They are at home this week, and joining us to take a look at that matchup is head coach Dave Prescott. And coach, it's always good to catch up with you.
Yeah, it's always good to talk with you each week, Jeff. Really appreciate you covering us during the season also.
You bet, Coach. Been fun watching this team all year long. I know the record not where you guys thought. Maybe it could be sitting 3-4. We talked here before the interview, a couple of really close losses, you know, combined 6 points between Collins Maxwell and Baxter. If one of those games or both of them flip for you and stuff, you guys are locked into the playoffs already, but still a lot to play for. And I tell you what, I told you here a little bit ago, I really like watching this group play. These guys are physical. They fly to the football. They play a really good, fun brand of football.
Yeah, you know, when we took over, you know, we knew we had some pretty good guys, and they knew that they liked to play. And then, you know, I've always been kind of, you know, in a physical group of football guys that we've had here in Glidden when we had success in the past. And we just kind of wanted to keep that trend going and, you know, maybe up it a little bit. And the guys have really responded well, and they like the way we play. You know, we're just going to ask any more out of these guys.
And, Coach, you and I were talking. You mentioned this group's done a really good job of once that game's over, they kind of learn from it and move on to the next game. There's no looking back at what could have been or, you know, a tough loss or anything like this. This group's really been focused all year.
Yeah, you know, we, you know, had some bad things happen to us. You know, we're just kind of not really, you know, typical normal things that would happen during the course of the year. And we just kind of tell them, you know, hey, what's done is done. You know, we got to have a short memory and not let that affect how it's going to let us play for the next, you know, game or so, or even during the course of play. That's what we preach to them. You know, if you make a mistake, you fumble, throw an interception, whatever, you just can't sit there and let it bother you. You got to have that short memory and come back because there's still plenty of games to play. You know, we've got this one game here with St. Edmunds, and, you know, what happened all throughout the year, you know, we can't worry about that. We just got to keep moving forward and get ready for this one.
And with the win, yeah, there's still hope of getting into the postseason with maybe an at-large berth. So still a lot for you guys to play with.
Yeah, you know, we're kind of thinking that, you know, if we're sitting there, if, you know, a couple teams that are ahead of us are about even with us for those two at-large berths, you know, maybe if we can come in and knock out St. Ed's, come and finish the season at 4-4, we could be sitting, you know, maybe in a spot where we could get an extra, you know, game in the playoffs.
What do you got to do then to knock off this St. Ed team? They come in just 4-3, but sitting second in the district right now. So a team that is certainly beatable.
Yeah, they're a pretty solid team. You know, they have kind of like everybody we played this year. I feel like I just gonna repeat myself every week. You know, they just have a big line, you know, and they come up and they block well. They're well coached, you know. They like to kick you out and try to run that B gap, and then they'll do that in several different formations in several different ways, and then all of a sudden they'll throw play action. And the biggest thing that we need to do is defensively, we have to be really solid and make sure we stay at home, do our responsibilities, and just, you know, play good, solid base defense. You know, and we need to tackle well. These guys, you know, they run hard, and I've seen them run out of tackles, you know, and that's just the kind of thing, you know, we just really got to make sure that everything we do is fundamentally sound.
And that's been a strength for this team, though, this year. You guys, I sense you've tackled well in the games I've seen it. Do you feel that same way?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it hasn't really been an issue. You know, we do a lot of tackling in practice, and we don't, you know, we try to make sure that we drill it right. We make sure that they wrap up and all those things. And, you know, it's just basic fundamental techniques that we work on, and we just keep doing it every week. And we've kind of got a regimen of how we do things, and the guys just, you know, they really pay attention, and they watch some film. They know what's going on, and they know that if we have good practices during the week, we're going to play well on Friday. And we just got to keep, you know, preaching good fundamentals, you know, staying at home, believe what you see, and just react.
And coach, this is a St. Ed team that's got quite a few weapons, throughout the field. The Gallus kid in special teams has taken, I think, four back for touchdowns this year. But a nice quarterback. They've got several different running backs. So this is not a team that you can really focus on one aspect the way it looks.
Yeah, well, you know what I noticed about them, they all have kind of about the same amount of carries. They, yard wise, there isn't one that is really stand out above the other. He's thrown for about 850 yards or so, and a lot of different receivers. The receivers don't have big averages, which tells me they come out, they hit quick hitters and try to get yards after the catch. So it's just things like that we're really got to be aware of and just have to be ready for.
What have you seen from their defense so far, and how do you think they try to defend probably your guys's run game first?
Yeah, they have a big three guys up front. They got, they'll have a nose, and they have a really good nose guard, and we're going to have to really try to handle him. We struggled a bit trying to run some of the things we did last week, and we've made some adjustments for this week. But hopefully, their ends kind of come up and try and play through our ends. And, with the big physical guys, and then they run four linebackers across, or they actually is two linebackers and two corners, but they're physical, they feel quick, and they read well. So it's just going to be, assignment football on our blocking up on our line. We've been doing better and better all the time, and with Colby and running up the middle there, we're hoping that we can get some yards and manage the clock a little bit, limit their possessions, and hopefully come out on top at the end.
I know offensive line was a little bit of a question mark coming into the year after what you guys had graduated from last year's team, but looks like this group has really grown as the season's gone on.
Yeah, we get better, as we've gone on. We've had some snags along the way, but, we've also worked at developing depth, and our conditioning is really good. So we try to keep fresh players going all the time, offensively and defensively on the line, and it seems to really help us and benefit us. We walk through everything that every team does, and just make sure that we know how we're going to block and any adjustments that we need to make if one thing's not working. And I kind of tip my hat to Daniel Toft on that, because Daniel is the kind of he knows everything on our line, and he's a general out there when it comes to the guys up front, telling them what to do and how to, make adjustments and all that type of stuff. He's done a really good job at that.
Coach, can you take advantage of their secondary at all with them wanting to stop the run, maybe creeping up a little bit? You guys throw it well when you throw it.
Yeah, we were looking, and I always look at their defensive backs and how they play. We're going to have to try to throw some really high percentage passes and, maybe some quick outs and that type of thing, or maybe get in some crossing route or misdirection type things that will break us open. Kind of looking at what the other teams that have played them have had success with, and crossing routes in 8-player football are always kind of a hard thing to gain, depending on what they do. But they like to jam your wide receivers and play a little bit of man-to-man. So hopefully we could get a little bit of rubs on there so we can, free up some guys, and if we can keep them out of the backfield and give Colby some time, our passing game shouldn't be too bad.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you joining us here today. Wish you the best of luck coming up in the game, and I know the guys will be looking forward to catching up with you for the Scoreboard Show following the game.
Yeah, great talking with you, Jeff. And once again, thanks for covering us all season. It's been great talking to you every week.
Absolutely, Coach. Look forward to it. Head coach again, Dave Prescott with the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. Again, they're hosting St. Edmund coming up on Friday night.